Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 29th of May, 2011. It's the birthday of the economist Stephen Levitt, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1967, who, with his co-author Stephen J. Dubner, published Freakonomics, A Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything. It was a bestseller in 2005. Time magazine named him to their list of 100 people who shape our world. It's the birthday of Bob Hope, the comedian born 1903 in Eltham, near London. Leslie Towns Hope. Family moved to this country when he was 4 years old. He grew up in Cleveland, got into vaudeville at the age of 10. And by 1940, he was one of the most popular comedians in America. His comedy, verbal, not physical. And he usually played unsympathetic characters that the audience could feel superior to. Died in 2003, a few weeks after his 100th birthday. It's the birthday of the author G.K. Chesterton, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, born in London, 1874. He dabbled in the occult as a young man, then returned to the Church of England and converted to Catholicism later in life. He was a Christian who disagreed sharply with many people he knew, including H.G. Wells, George Bernard Shaw, but he was so good-humored that he kept them as close friends. He was also very prolific, wrote very fast, scarcely edited what he wrote, some 80 books, fiction and criticism and literary biography and theology, poems, about 4,000 newspaper essays, created the character of Father Brown, a detective priest. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Oswald Spengler, born in Blankenberg, Germany, in 1880, who studied the history of civilizations and put forward the theory that they all undergo an organic blossoming and then a withering over the course of about 1,000 to 1,200 years. Each culture, he wrote, has its own new possibilities of self-expression which arise, ripen, decay, and never return. Best known for his book, The Decline of the West, in 1918, in which he examined six cultures, Egyptian, Chinese, Hindu, Greco-Roman, Arabic, and believed that Western civilization had already experienced its creative flowering and that it had at most 200 more years. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Nystrom, Smoke Break Behind the Treatment Center. End of the third week, family weekend. The smokers, most of the patients, are more jittery than usual, more anxious just now than other days to step out this door behind the cafeteria where they can look across to the stubble field, world of chopped-off stalks that has ripped them up, that they've needed too much from. In 15 minutes, they'll see the ones who've come to find out if they are changing. Maybe half have family visiting. Fewer than that will leave in another week without needing to come back, to stand here in a different season and stare at the silo you set yourself by. Imagine walking through your own cloud of smoke to clean blank sky. Smoke Break Behind the Treatment Center by Deborah Nystrom, from Bad River Road, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.